Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Student loan debt in the U.S. recently hit a new high of $1 trillion. It's certainly a drag on personal finances, and the Federal Reserve says it's a drag on the nation's economy, too. On top of that, interest rates on student loans are set to double come July 1st. But a proposal to freeze those rates could come to a vote on Capitol Hill this week, and U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is pushing her own stopgap measure that would radically reduce the interest rates for 1 year. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, it's her first piece of legislation since being elected last November.
So when I think about school, I think about everyone else has in my family. Because
21-year-old Diamond Reddick of Boston faces a choice that Senator Warren says should be easier. Talking with an advisor at a student loan assistance center at the Boston Public Library, Reddick says that to enroll in her preferred occupational therapy program next year, she'd need loans and grants worth up to $20,000 a year. The decision, she says, will affect not only her own pocketbook, but her mother's and sister's as well.
We can't afford to really go to a school that I want to go to, so I have to put everyone into the situation while making this decision. It makes it hard, but that's what I have to do.
It could get a lot harder if Congress doesn't act now.
Oh, good.
That's because interest rates on federal Stafford loans are set to double on July 1st to 6.8%. President Obama is proposing a fix, House Republicans have a plan, and Senator Warren does too. The Bank on Students Loan Fairness Act is the only bill she submitted since her election last year. She pitched it at a recent meeting of education leaders in Boston.
There's data now suggesting that young people are delaying buying homes. Their families are crushed by student loan debt, and this means they can't support an economic recovery.
Warren says a long-term solution will have to wait. As a stopgap for the next fiscal year, she wants the interest rate on new loans for lower-income students rolled way back to just 0.75%. That's the same discounted rate the Federal Reserve offers big banks for so-called overnight loans. The comparison fits neatly with the kind of populist rhetoric Warren used in her campaign, contrasting the needs of the poor and middle class with perks for the fat cats of the U.S. economy. Here she is in a conference call that MoveOn.org says drew more than 10,000 listeners this week.
These are the same banks that cost millions of Americans their jobs and nearly broke the economy. And a student who takes out a loan later this summer, if Congress doesn't act, will have to pay nine times as much on her debt as a big bank would. It isn't right, it isn't fair, and it isn't good economic policy.
Nearly 450,000 people have signed a Move On petition of support for Warren's bill, but conservatives are panning it. And the centrist think tank, the Brookings Institution, is calling it, quote, a cheap political gimmick.
I think it is entirely symbolic.
That's Brookings' Matthew Chingos. He and other critics say Warren is comparing apples to oranges, low-risk banks taking short-term loans versus high-risk students getting long-term aid.
Perhaps it's what a lot of her constituents, though, want to see, and it does have a nice ring to it if you don't know anything about how interest rates work.
Warren is veering slightly from the freshman senator's traditional mantra, keep your head down. That's according to Tufts University political scientist Jeff Berry. But Warren gets respect in the Senate, he says, because of her ties to the White House, her public reputation as a financial watchdog, and her proven fundraising ability. And she's made a savvy choice on the issue, Berry says.
Given that Massachusetts has so many college students and so many universities, it's a natural position for a liberal Democrat to push on this issue because it's going to resonate with the voters and it's going to raise her profile with the people that could vote for her for decades.
Even supporters of the Warren bill say it's not likely to see a vote. But she's also signed on to a more likely vehicle, co-sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. It's a 2-year fix that would freeze rates for needs-based loans at the current 3.4%. Votes on that are expected as early as today, and whatever temporary solution emerges, Warren has put down a marker for debate next year when broad higher education legislation is up for reauthorization. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.